Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, Alexi Talent here. While we're in our mid-season hiatus, I thought you might enjoy hearing the first episodes of the shows we've done crossovers with for the first half of Season 5. The Earth Collective is a sci-fi audio drama delivered as a first-hand account from the eyes of Joseph Crane, humanity's last historian, as he attempts to chronicle their survival in rolling cities known as the Collective, fleeing from a malicious entity only found on the dark side of the planet. Here's the first episode of The Earth Collective.
Hello, my name is Joseph Crane, and I'm one of mankind's last historians. If you're hearing this recording, that means I succeeded. I broadcast today from my own personal quarters. I converted it into what used to be called a radio station. What I'm doing here today is chronicling mankind's history, what happened before and what's happening now. I'm not even sure the point of all this. I don't even know if it'll ever be heard. I'm not even sure that it's being recorded and picked up. It's not like there's anything on this planet that can understand this, but maybe it'll be found later by someone that comes long after we're gone. And I don't want us to be forgotten. I think it's important that our history is logged, because someday when we are all gone and there's nothing left, can be remembered. And I understand that there are books with our history that have been written down, but those books are with us. They're in a caravan, riding in our collective here on the ground. And I can't help but wonder, what if those are lost? What if the vehicle, the depository that they're in, what if that breaks down? What if we lose it, or if it breaks and then we can't fix it by the time the encroaching darkness comes on us? And then, I mean, yeah, we could probably pick it up next cycle, but we all know that it would be ripped to shreds. And nothing in there would be savable. The reason that I'm doing it this way and not writing a book, not only to stop it from being destroyed, but because I'm uploading it to one of our satellites, or one of our ancestors' satellites, Orbiter 1. I've been told that it records anything that's transmitted on this frequency, so I'm hoping that it picks it up, that someday it's heard. Orbiter 1 is part of the satellites that were launched by the second generation that landed on this planet 500 years ago, about, give or take. And they say that it's still running, that it has its own solar panels, and that it could run for 1,000 years. I hope they're right, because otherwise, speaking these words just to a black void, not to be heard by anyone. I seriously doubt that there's anybody around here in our camp or in our caravan that's going to be listening to this, so I'm not doing this for them. They know what's happening. They're here and they're living it with me. This is for whoever comes after and wants to hear our story. It's for you. For you to know what happened to us. I'm going to give you a quick overview, a background of who I am and how I'm doing this to start off. As I said, my name is Joseph Crane. I live in segment 13 of the caravan. I was born and raised as a traveler. I've been on the road my whole life. I'm broadcasting this on a small transceiver that I have that I had to trade a lot of credits and a lot of rations for. But it was worth it. I'm recording this with a little handheld recorder that I found and I fixed myself. I'm recording this in my personal quarters, like I said. I do this at the end of the day, after I've done my duties, after I've fixed what I'm needed to fix, because I am a mechanic by trade, low level. I fix small things, I change tires, fix lines, locks, all that kind of stuff. It's nothing big. And that's okay, because that gives me time to do this. Unfortunately, though, I only have one battery. I am only able to record for about 15 minutes at a time before it dies, and it takes quite a long time to recharge after it's dead. I recharge it with a small solar panel that I found. I could get in a lot of trouble if they found that I was using a solar panel just for myself, but I don't care. It's worth it. And like I said, I don't think that anybody's listening to this in the camp, so it doesn't matter. I'm going to be long gone before anybody finds this recording. I don't want us to be forgotten, and I think it's worth it. I want to explain a bit of our history as a race, as mankind. We came a long time ago from a planet called Earth. That's why we're called the Earth Collective. Most of what I do know is legends that are told around fires and in communal meals. And I don't know the details of what happened, but I do know that something happened to Earth. Something was going wrong, and the planet was dying.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999.
That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Our ancestors had to leave. And they didn't have a whole lot of time, that I do know. They threw together what spacecraft they could get assembled in time, and they left. They didn't have enough time to make ones that had enough space for everything, and they pretty much had food, water, and people. So whatever happened before Earth's collapse is forgotten, as far as I can tell. Maybe there are records of it somewhere, but they're not with us, not in the caravans. And even after that, even after they left Earth, it's most of it is legend and hearsay and rumors, because I haven't been able to find any history books. Most of them are locked in the depositories, kept away from us normal people, I guess. So I can't access them. I can talk to people that have read them and pick their brains and try to get them, convince them to tell me. But most of the time they don't even bother, because they think, why? What do I need to know? I'm going to die anyways, right? After they left Earth, they kept flying. They picked a direction. As far as I can tell, they didn't know where to go. They didn't have any plans. They didn't have a planet picked out. And they just picked a direction, and they flew through space. They just kept going and going. They expected it only to take one generation to find a planet. But the weird thing about it is, every record that I've ever been able to scratch up shows that their life expectancy was double ours. Theirs was about 80 years old, was the average life expectancy. Some legends say that some of them even lived to be over 100, but that's up to you whether you want to believe that or not. But it didn't take one generation. It took three. After the first generation, they realized that was going to take a long time, and I think much of the people were put into a thing called cryostasis, where people are essentially frozen. That way they don't need much food, much nutrients to stay alive. They just are. I don't know all the small details, but I know it wasn't easy. They lost a lot of people to starvation and sickness. And on the way here, they lost about half of who they left with. I don't have any solid numbers, because I don't have any records. They almost missed this planet too, but legend goes that one of their last few functioning sensors picked up some water on this planet, and somebody, I don't know his name, I don't know her name, their name, somebody noticed that the sensor was going off, and they convinced whoever was in charge to send a scouting ship to the planet. And story goes, they had only a few left, so it took a lot of convincing, but they were able to get a scouting ship down here. And it looked like a nice planet back then. I mean, it looks like a nice one now. Yeah, water, plants, you could breathe, they could breathe. It seemed great. They radioed back and they brought them all down. It didn't go well. They had troubles landing their ships because they were in such disarray of being in space for so long without repairs. They lost half the people in landing. None of the ships could take off again. I mean, they were barely flying as it was. So they landed, and when they collected themselves, they buried their dead. Legend says that they cannibalized the ships that they landed, and they tore them all apart and used those pieces to start a new life. To build vehicles, to build buildings, to build all the things that they would need. It's generally considered that the time after that, it was peaceful. It didn't stay that way. My battery's dying. I don't have much time left on this charge, so I'm gonna finish it up. I'm gonna stop transmitting, and then I'm gonna get this puppy charging back up again. And I'll be back whenever I can, when I have enough juice to keep telling our story. So I hope the rest of my messages get uploaded. I hope that you can hear the rest of them. Joseph Crane, signing off.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.